This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Nun Beis Omed Beis, the second line down from the top. Tanan Hosimilah in the Mishnah and the Sifta Shvi'is. Sholesh Arotzes LeBeyor, the three different provinces in Eretz Yisrael itself. When it comes to the matter of Beyer. Now the principle of Beyer is on Shvi'is, what grows by itself, it's mutter to you to eat, and you can keep it in your house until that species is no longer available to the animals on the field. Then you have to be Mekayim Beyer, you have to throw it out, you have to get rid of it. You can keep it in your house as long as that species is available for the wild animals on the field. But if it's no longer available on the field, you can't keep it anymore in your house. Now the question is, what does it mean if it's still available any place in all of Eretz Yisrael? No. We divide Eretz Yisrael in three parts. Let's say in Golil. If in Golil it's no longer available, then you're chayev in Beer, although it's still available in Yehuda. Or Neva Yavre. Or this all Eretz Yisrael, we don't care. Each Medina of Eretz Yisrael is considered by itself. And the reason is, animals roam through the entire province, but they don't go from one province to another. Because there are certain boundaries between the provinces, and rivers, Eva Yavre is a river, and the Yudin Golo also, there's something that makes it difficult to cross. And therefore, when it's Kolol Achaya Min Asode in Golil, then the people in Golil are Chayev in Beor, and it won't help the fact that it's still available in Yehuda and Eva Yavre. That's why it says three of us. Explain that to your neighbors before you go on. The Sholesh Arotzes Bechol Achas Achas. And each one of these provinces, there are three different kinds of lands. There's Ha, Emek, and Shvela. In each one, Yehuda, Evayav, and Gol, each one has Ha, Emek, and Shvela. I will soon see what he means by telling you three different kinds of lands in each one of the provinces. The Lom Omu Shola Sarotzes Lebe, why did they tell the three different countries? It means Yehuda, Evayav, and Golil. You can eat the species that grows there on trees by itself until the last of that species is no longer available in that province. But if it's no longer available in that province, you can't continue to eat relying on the fact that you can find it in some other province. No, that's why you have three provinces. Now before we go on, top tasters. Until the last of this species is no longer available in that Medina. Now remember, what we say Medina means Eva Yavden, Yehuda, or Golil. Pirish Guntris, Ache Tichle, Machroino, Shebeal Tzurseho. The last of the three countries in each province. But all the three lands in one province have the same din. So according to Rashid, let's say, if on the mountain you can't find it anymore, that species, but the species is, it's a mountain in Yehuda, you can't find it anymore, but the species is still available in the lowlands in Yehuda, you can still eat what you took from the mountain and into your house. Even on a mountain, you can't find that species anymore. So you can keep that mountain in your house because it still found that species in the lowlands in Yehuda. Ve'inir, taste disagrees. Yim einom chalukis, if there's no difference between the mountain and the lowlands, then lomo, shoyne, sholesh, aros, v'olach, asach, why tell us three different lands in each Medina? It's all one. as long as you have that species anywhere in the Medina, you can eat. So why mention lowlands, highlands? What difference does it make? But it kosher that he did not prepare a test the shvi's below in Mishnah base. Sholesh ha'rotz is labir. The sholesh ha'rotz is b'chol achas. And in each land, each Medina, the three lands. At she yichle achlen shebot. The Shimon Emer lo omru sholesh ha'rotz is ele b'yehuda. Now, the clause that we affirm for this, the letane kame, sholesh ha'rotz is chalukas. There are three different arotzes. She call achas chalukas labir. This means, if on the mountain in Yehuda is not available anymore, even though in the lowlands of Yehuda it's available, you can't eat that. You have to throw it out into the Perbia. On the Shimon says, only in Yehuda we insist on that. Not in Gola Levi Yavin. Well, the Shimon Nami made the Lubi Yehuda. At least in Yehuda agrees that the three different countries. And so we see that if it stops being available on the mountain in Yehuda, even though it's available the lowlands, you can't eat it anymore. That's why Tesis learns Pshat, L'chumra. Now say that inside. Explain to your neighbors. Now we'll see how Rashi learns that Tesis learns. We'll start again, the second line from the top. T'nan osim sholeh sha'rotzes le'biyo Yehuda evayav le'negoda. That's the first time he mentions arotzes. Then again, sholesh ha'rotzes b'chol achas v'achas ha'ar u'shfeil ol emek. It doesn't enumerate, but we understand what it means. Now, Rashi learns, v'lo ma'omu sholesh ha'rotzes. That refers to the first of the sholesh ha'rotzes. First distinction, yud evayal nagolo. She yoichlin b'chol achas v'achas, you can eat all of Yehuda, and she yichl achan shebo, until the last of Yehuda is finished. So Rashi learns this goes on the first Sholesh Arotz. Tesha learns no, goes on the second Sholesh Arotz. Again, the Loma Omer Sholesh Arotz. Why do you mention the three Arotzes in each one? You can eat in each one that's on the mountain until the mountain is finished. Even though it's still available in Yehuda in the lowland. Say that with two Peirushim. Rashi says, you can eat the whole Achas Yachas, each one of the second category of Arotzes. Har Emek Shpela. Until you're finished on the har, then you just have to stop eating what's on the har and throw it out of your house, even though that same species is found in the shvela. Now, if you picked it in the shvela, you can still eat it and keep it until it's gone from the shvela too. But what you picked on the har, if it's no longer available on the har, you have to throw it out, even though it's still available in the shvela. And the shvela, what you picked, you still keep and eat. Right on. We know how many, where do we know these things in the Gemara? Omar Rav Chomer Baruch, Omar Rav Yisrael Baruch Hanin, Omar Kvaza Pasek. Livehem Techo, in Shvi's, one of the purposes of Shvi's, that it should be Hefker for your animals and the Chaya, the wild animals, Asher Be'al Secho. It says it openly. That's one of the purposes of Shvi's, that what grows wild, which we didn't cultivate, should be left for them. So we say, is available for a wild animal in the field. To your animals, rabbis in the house. But it's no longer available in the field, then get rid of it, even the rabbis don't feed it to your animals in the house either. You can't keep it in the house. That's called beer. Beer means to get rid of it. You have to throw it out when it's no longer available on the field. Now the question is, so why should you have to be so extreme? Who cares if in Yehuda is no longer available? But Yehuda is available Eva Yavin in Golil. We learned a chaya shem Yehuda Yedela doesn't support itself, doesn't feed itself, doesn't grow, doesn't feed itself. Al perish in Golil. The chaya in Yehuda is limited to the perish in Yehuda. They don't cross the boundary. So therefore, in Yehuda, in that species, in the mountains of Yehuda, no longer available, even though it's available in the mountains of Golil, it won't help. And you have to get rid of it. Say that. Tone Abonon. peres sheyatzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. But they carried peres of Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, and that time came for biur mizbo'arim b'chol mokim shehen. You can throw them out any place where you are, even though you're in Bavel. But the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in there, Yahuzul has to be returned to Eretz Yisrael, where they came from, and they have to be thrown away in Eretz Yisrael. Mishum is now Rabbi Al Secha, because the Torah says it has to be for the wild animals in your land. If you throw it away in Bavel, the wild animals in Eretz Yisrael are not getting it. The Torah says one of the repurposed of Shvi'is is the wild animals of Eretz Yisrael have something to feed on the Shvi'is. If you take the pears to Chutz La'aretz and throw them away, the wild animals of Eretz Yisrael are not benefiting by it. So according to you have to take it back to Eretz Yisrael, there you have to make beer. It's a machlekes. Say that on the side. You already used up that word Baal Sefer to say, as long as you have this species any place in Yehudit, you can eat any place in Yehudit and keep it in your house yet. Only if it's no longer available in Yehudit, then you have to throw it out. So the Al Secha we used up already. So how can you say Al Secha comes to say you have to take it back to Eretz Yisrael and get rid of it? And from Kri Be'oret, it can say Be'oret. And says Be'al Secha. So it comes to tell you two things. Be'oret comes as long as it's available. Be'oret means you have to get rid of it in the land. That's in the land. You can't get rid of it in Chuslaretz. And Be'al Secha means in your land, it means you can eat as long as your province still has it. Say that. May Asher Be'al Secha said. Be'al Secha without the word Asher. But Asher comes to emphasize that there's another thing to learn from this passage. And now we have two limudim. One is you have to get rid of it in Eretz Yisrael. And one is you can eat as long as your province still has that name. So Rav Safa, now tell the story. Rav Safa came from Eretz Yisrael. Nochak he took with him Eretz Yisrael. He went out of Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz. The Habe Badi had with him Gabe the Chamer the Shvi'is. A bottle of Shvi'is wine. Now he was in Bavel, and there already came time for biur. Lord Ubadi, they were accompanying him on this journey, Rav Huni Bereda Rav Ike and Rav Kahana. Omar, so he said to them, Ike de Shmir Levi, did any one of you hear, Menei de Rav Abba from Rav Abohu, Aloha Kavi Shvi'in Elozo the passing of Shimon Elozar, they have to return to Eretz Yisrael to get rid of this wine, or can I spill it out in the fields in Bavel? And Rabbi Abo in Eretz Yisrael was the authority now at that time. Did anybody hear from Rabbi Abo if you're passing it like Shimon Elozar, you have to go back or not? Omalei Rav Kahane, Och Omalei Rav Abo, Aloch like Shimon Elozar. I heard it from here that you have to go back. The other man said, "The Rav Ike said, Hoch, Yom Rabbah, no, I heard from him, ain't that a vision of the Lord. Omer Rav Safa, Nekoit Hode Klole, take this rule of Rav Huna Biotri, what Rav Huna says, we have to follow. And he's the one who's telling me, you don't have to go back, I follow him, because the Dayak is more careful, the Goma Shemaitse, and he learns Halachas, Mipume de Rabbi from the mouth of his Rebbe. And therefore, when he said that Rabbi says, Ein Halacha, that's more precise. I rely on him. And he gives an example of somebody who was always quoted as a marshal of a man who was precise in saying the Halacha as he heard from his Rebbe. Ki Rechove Achum Bedisa. Dome Rechove. Om Rabbi Yude, said the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yude, Ha Rabbi is, was a straight couple. Was a double colonnade. It means it was a row of columns all around the Harabayas with a narrow roof over it. Again, Harabayas, Stoy Kofel Hoya, was a double colonnade. Stoy, the Thimistoy, one circle of columns and inside another circle of columns. So Rechove, when you repeated it, was careful to say each word properly. Like we see here. didn't say it was a stroy, a stray kofel, and he explained, what do you mean stray kofel? It was stroy lifnim yisrei. So therefore, just like the chover was careful, I know that this Avun is also careful, and I rely on him. When Rav Yezer heard that story, Kore Rav Yezer, Rav Yezer said on Rav Safa a criticism. He chose the man who was mekel. He favored the one who was mekel. Ami be'etzo yishal. My people ask of his wood. The pasuk means the people who serve idols. They ask of the wooden idols. They consult their wooden idols. Umaklo yagilo. And his stick tells him. He's talking to nobody's criticizing anybody who believes that you consult an idol, they'll tell you some information you have to know. But he had a stick, and the stick tells him. But he made the plan, was the makle, mekelo, the one who's mekel to you. Kola mekelo magelo. One is mekel, that's when it tells him what to do. So he said, Rav Safa, when he followed Rav Huna's advice, it was because Rav Huna's making criticize him. So we see, even though Rav Safa gave a good argument why he followed Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was more medayik in the learning from his Rebbe's mouth, still Eliezer said, it's because Rav Huna was mekel, that's why Rav Safa made him say that. Why did Eliezer say that? Not because he wanted to say criticism or nothing. He wanted to say you cannot rely on that psak. That's all. Rav Safa was stuck. He had to travel all the way back to Eretz Yisrael. So he was mekel to himself. But Rav Yezer said, we can't rely on that psak. And it could be it's still a shaila. Maybe you have to go back to Eretz Yisrael to get rid of it. Rabbi Eloi quotes Kaf Neyosa Dishis. He'd chop down a date palm of Shvi's with little dates on it. The dates were little unripe dates. He needed the tree, he chopped down the tree. How could he do that? To destroy Perez on Shviz. Perez or Shviz have a certain kedusha. The Ochlo Amarachma, Tevah says you can use it for eating up to a certain time, up to the beer. The Lord has it, but you cannot ruin it. You can't even mash it and use it for paste or something else. Only for eating. So how could he chop down the tree and ruin those little pears that were supposed to grow into big pears? But he came, and if he wanted to say, how in the middle, one of the words that is also to destroy pears yeast? Heche didn't know if the pear was entered into the stage of pears. It became pears. Where it didn't enter the stage of a pear yet. It's too small to be called a pear. It's not also very little on the beginning of the fruit. There's no harm if you chop it down and spoil it. Maschali means the first fruit that starts growing as a pod or a peel in which the fruit grows. It's like a shell in which the fruit grows. So the maschil of all me the first 3 years that a fruit tree is planted, asiras also bahanoya. Hoyolda nasu shema le peir, because it's a watcher, it's a shema that guards the peir. It's like a shell that guards the peir. Later it falls down and it goes lost. When the pear becomes ripe. But while the pear is ripening, this is a shomer to the pear. So we see that a shomer for a pear is also the din of all like the pear itself. Now the shomer, the pear, Amos, how? When is a shomer for the pear? Only bikufre, when it's a very unripe fruit. And still it's called all already, even unripe fruit. He calls it pear. He called it a shame of the pear. But it's a shame of a very unripe thing. So we see an unripe fruit is also called a pear in the matter of Ola. So then unripe fruit should be called a pear also in the matter of a Shviz. So how could he cut down the fruit tree that has unripe fruit on Shvi'is? He's destroying pears of Shvi'is. Even if it's unripe, it's called pears. Like you see in the case of Ola. Unripe pears are called pears for Ola too. So it should be called pears as far as Shvi'is is concerned. So how could he chop down the tree that has unripe fruit on it? On Shvi'is, say that. See from Rabbi Nachman's words that even an unripe fruit is called a pear as far as Ola is concerned, so then it should be considered fruit also as far as perish Shvi'is are concerned. So how could he cut down perish Shvi'is when it was unripe? And through Rabbi Nachman is Machme. We don't pass like Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman, the Omai said Kabbi Yeshe. But now Rabbi Yeshe Eimer Shmoda. That's the first green grape. As soon as the grape appears, it's a little green ball. It's also because of Ola. The Neshu pear is called pear for Ola. However, Upligi Rabbanan differ with him. So we see, when it comes to unripe fruits of Ola, the Hahomaho, Smoda is not called pear. So therefore, when it comes to Shvi'is also, we'll say Kofnius. Little unripe dates are also not called pears. And it's good to chop them down. When do we say that it's called pears as far as Ola is concerned? Only according to Rabbi Yeshe, it's Machmia, that Smoda is a pear for Ola. But I hold that even for Ola, Smoda is not called pears. So therefore, for Shvi'is is also not called pears here. Only Pliga Rabbon, Alei Rabbi Yisrael, B'Sharel Onus, do the Hachomen differ with Rabbi Yisrael in other fruits or other trees? Machlek is it only a matter of grapes. He says Smoda, and they say something else. But the Hachomen also hold unripe pears are called Ola in other trees. But now we learn the Mishnah, Mei Mosai, Ein Ketis in Yisrael Onus B'Shvi'is. But when on is it forbidden to cut down fruit trees on Shvi'is? Because you're destroying the fruit. As soon as they produce anything, even the bud, which you're going to turn into a fruit later, is already considered a beginning and also to destroy it. You chop down the tree, you're destroying it. If it's boxer, as soon as the chains appear on the fruit. Some look like chains, indentations. Before that, you can chop it down, because it's not called pears. Agefanim, mishayigrut, when they begin to have a certain mashke inside, a certain liquid. And later we'll see, it's called boisa, a certain stage in development. Now, boisa yigrut is more developed than Smoda. The Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yisrael that already when it's Smoda, it's called pears. But they hold, when it's Beisa, even if it's unripe, but Beisa is more ripe than Smoda, that's called pears. Yigru is Beisa, remember that. And Beisa is more advanced in development than Smoda, in the case of grapes. Ushor, Koli, all other trees, Mishay Yotzir. They agree with Beis Shammai. As soon as the fruit is produced, the beginning of the fruit. Omer Abasi, who boisa, who girua, who kol alama. They're all the same. So this girua, it says in the top line, mishigru, means boisa. The hum hole, when it's boisa, all the boisa is unripe grapes. It's green, sour grapes. Still, it's called pears. And he calls it kol alama, a white bean. For you know, is a white bean considered grapes? How can a grape be a white bean? Sal kedai can enter your mind to think that's what he's talking about. A grape is a white bean. Amos say shiure, its size is kipul alav. Now finish. Now uman sham et leidom abeis is smaller. Who are the one that says beis is called a pear? It's smaller than that. It's rabbana. Who differ with Rabbi Yisrael? With Rabbi Yisrael, even smaller is called pear. Rabbana says no, it has to be beisa. So it's the Rabbon, it's not Rabbi Yisrael. Ultani Rabbon and Shah, Kodon and Mishay. See, all the other trees, as soon as they produce the pears, it's on Shvi'is, also to cut them down. So therefore we see that even the Chachamim will agree. But the beginning of their prayers on Shavuot is already also to cut them down. So what are you telling me? You can cut them down because they're unripe? Say that. And the olives, when they produce their crown, the little crown on top of the new fruits, when they produce their crown, say that. So the kash is on Rabbi Eloi, how could he cut down date trees on Shavuot when you have already little dates on them? Even the beginning of the dates is called Peir Shavuot, and it's also to destroy them, even according to Chachamim. Elimar says, Rabbi Eloi, within Nishkanikot, he cut down trees that are called Nishkanik. There are certain date trees that produce little unripe dates and never go ahead to make them ripe. When do you say it's also to destroy pears or trees, even at the beginning? When they're destined to become eventually pears. But these trees are not trees that produce any pears. But if it grows on them, it's just like the beginning of the day, and then it stops growing and never develops to the day. Therefore, it's worth it to destroy them. Rashi calls them male dates. I think it's because these dates produce the pollen that pollinate the other trees that produce the real fruit. Whatever it is, it doesn't produce dates eventually. So therefore, these little dates will never grow into dates. It will never become pears. So when do we say the beginning of pears is called pears if it's going to become pears? But are those trees that never produce any finished pears, so the beginning is not called anything, and they will become more than the beginning. It never become more than that. You can chop it down, Moshe, say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.